Blog Talk Radio.
America. Yes, We Talk Productions presents Black Urban America. My name is Kenny Jones, your host. On Saturday, we have Carlton Sneed with Provocative Thought. He airs at 8 o'clock. And we also have a marketing partnership program for entrepreneurs and small business owners. We Talk Productions will market your business and services. If you're interested, dial 404-473-6144. Before I bring my guests on, I'm starting a new thing called this Political Hot Topics. You know, politics is my hobby. It started North Korea. North Korea had just launched a missile that could reach the United States of America. And Donald Trump said, hey, don't worry, we got this covered. Okay, I keep on telling you, something's wrong with Donald Trump, and he continued to mess with that man in North Korea. We will be in a conflict, not only with North Korea, with China and Russia. I'm telling you now, the new tax plan is up finally for a vote. On Thursday, as early as Thursday, the bill, I tell you, this tax cut bill will affect Medicaid. It will affect mothers with children, parents with children. It will affect the family. And talking about mothers, I read the other day that the United States is creating a new alpha woman. You know, you heard the alpha male is the alpha woman. So women guys have stress now, just like the man. Women have medical problems as well as raising a family. And you look at black women, 72% of our families are headed. And you need to take care of yourself. But we have someone from Seattle. Her name is Ms. Hakeem. Yes. Malika? Hello? I'd like to introduce Ms. Malika Hakeem. Did I say your name right? Hello? Hello? Oh, maybe that's the wrong one. Well, Ms. Malika Hakeem, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's you?
Yes, this is Malika Underwood. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Welcome to Black Earth America. And in my intro, I was discussing with these new tax plans is really going to affect the Medicaid and the single family, and you focus on the self-care of the woman. When you speak about self-care of the woman, what are you including?
Okay, so what I'm specifically talking about with self-care is for the mothers to know that they need to love themselves first. So it's about self-love. And a lot of times people will say, in general, yes, I love myself. And most people, they do have a degree of love for themselves. And when I say that us as mothers, especially Black women in America who are mothers, need to have self-love, I mean, you need to love yourself before you love anybody else. And people may think that that is a selfish standpoint. Actually, it's not. So many of us are women, are burned out, stressed out, dying. They're like walking dead women because they are so under so much pressure and stress of daily life, taking care of their children, taking care of their husbands or significant others, taking care of their parents, caring for other family members, perhaps grandparents or a sibling's children. And they are the last on the list of being cared for.
Well, let me ask you something.
A lot of women.
I just went through a monologue. I don't know if you heard me or not. With this new tax cut, it's going to affect mother with children, which going to add stress. Also, I read an article that the United States had created the new alpha woman. It's the woman that goes to, like you said, go to work, take care of the kids, go to school, and just do everything. So with all that process, with all those tasks at hand, where's the time to take care of self? I mean, you're under the gun 24/7. Gotta sleep.
And that's the problem, Kenneth. That is really a major problem, because what we're doing is we're putting everything before ourselves. And a lot of times we say, oh, I'm doing this for myself. I'm going back to school for myself. I am working this job for myself. I am going here up and down for myself. But if you take a look at self-love is not completely the same as self-care. Self-love includes self-care. So when I talk about self-love, it means doing the thing that is for your highest and best good. I have been studying and learning this year what it really truly means to love yourself. So although these women are super busy, a lot of women, including myself, we have so many things that we are doing. Sometimes you have to stop doing something so that you can take care of yourself. With all the things that a lot of women are doing, end of 10 years, if your physical health is run into the ground, what good are you going to do yourself or anybody else?
Yeah.
If you're struggling
I got
with
to
diabetes.
Say this. I have to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Women, including the Black women, have caught up to the men. Now they get heart attacks just like
right.
men. Now
yes.
They got high blood pressure just like men.
High blood pressure.
Now I mean
yes.
equal rights, welcome to the world.
Yes, women are now at a higher rate of risk for strokes, for aneurysms. Women are mortality rates are steadily increasing. You're right. And this is happening because we are doing too much and too much of everything but taking care of ourselves. So, like most women, they get up. Sorry,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish your thought. I'm sorry.
Most women will cover the basics. Hygiene, hair done, look nice before they walk out the door.
And
but they're not taking
the
care of the...
Don't forget about the nails.
Oh, right.
And the weeds.
They got
and
the nails
weeds.
Done.
The weeds now.
Okay, well,
the weeds.
There are a lot of there's a lot of sisters who definitely take care of weave. But okay, if we can take a look at the weave for just a small fraction of the conversation, many women wear weaves for different reasons. Okay, so just to touch on it just a little bit, because this can be the whole conversation of the show by itself. But women who wear weaves, and it's not for medical issues, it's not for issues that are a little bit out of their control in the immediate sense, right? They have some kind of issue going on with their scalp or with their hair and it's falling out or something like that. I'm not talking about women like that. But it is a result of the standard of beauty in America being standard that is not natural to us as Black women.
Right.
Why the weave is basically kingdom. I mean, like, I can go into it, you know, basically weaves and all that kind of stuff is making a group of people rich, and it's not our people.
Yeah, it's the Koreans.
People are sending
the
their
go to war with. It's the people giving
yes,
us all the war.
Yes.
Right.
Know. You know,
I
we're basically, you know, it's.
This is my show.
It's a
15 week.
Okay, us black women contribute $15 billion a year into the beauty industry.
That's right.
$15 billion used to
generate a lot of revenue and income for the black neighborhoods across this country. And now we lost
now
it all to the Koreans and Japanese. And it's just crazy how we just lost all of this revenue.
That's so true. But like I said, that can be a topic all on its own, a show by itself. So the thing is, we really have to love ourselves. So if we take into consideration making decisions based on what is the best thing to do for us, right? So a lot of times we have so many things on our plate. We are doing so much for everybody else. But women don't take even 5 minutes for themselves to sit down, have a cup of tea, and just be in their own mind, be in their own heart, and have their own thoughts without thinking about somebody else. And this is to our detriment. We are spirit, we are emotions, we are a physical body, and we have a heart, okay? And we have to take care of ourselves in these different areas. You know, a lot of people know, okay, exercise and nutrition and hygiene, taking care of their body, right?
Right.
So, but a lot of people don't have time to exercise or get their nutrition on point, or they're taking care of their hygiene, but, you know, exercise and nutrition is not that high on the list of importance for themselves.
Why do you think exercise and meditation and getting your internal being together, why do you think it's not high? I know that the woman is busy, but black women always been busy, but they took time out for the spirituality. We just started exercising in the last 15, maybe 20 years. But why do you think? Is it because there's no awareness? Why do you think? Because you got all this wellness and holistic approach. Why do you think the women are not buying into it, the black women? Because white women
yes, they are, and they have been. I think, so I'm going to throw a little curve on here. I think there hasn't been such a focus on that for women because for our women, historically, because it has not been a focus. Historically, we have not had our mothers and grandmothers tell us, this is, you know, baby, how you have to help keep your heart strong and everything. So a lot of our families, this is not 100%, but a lot of our families come from farmland or work in the fields and that type of thing. So we were strong then. Our bodies were physically strong then, right? We knew how to take care of ourselves then. But when we became more educated and we started to get more into the cities, then there wasn't that focus on physical fitness, because now you're not having to work the land. When are you going to get that in? We didn't, as far as I can tell, it wasn't seen as something important. You know,
yeah.
It wasn't passed down, you know, it wasn't passed down to me, and I didn't see in my scope of friends and family and neighbors where exercise was something that was passed down as what you should do to help maintain your body, to help maintain your health. And so I think a lot of women in our community think that they're fine just the way they are. They think they feel good. They think they look good. So what's the problem? They don't see the problem.
Yeah, now all that stuff hanging out. But anyway, I mean,
but you know
just
what, brother?
Black folks.
You know what,
huh?
Though? Black what? Women are known for having curves. And a
I know.
And the other thing is,
personally, I love curvy black women. Yeah.
Right.
It's great.
And so, yes, you as a man, you as a black man, know that you love curvy black women. So the black women know, the black men in general love a curvy black woman as well. So there's no emphasis. There's no emphasis coming from the mothers nor from our men that says, we, as a group of black men, love our women to look slim and trim. Do you see what I'm saying? As a group,
right.
As a whole, in generally speaking, black men love their women to have curves, big breasts, big derrieres, large thighs, you know, because you like to have something to hold on to, is what I was told when I was younger. But
it's still the truth, too, today. In 2018.
Yes. So many women, and let me tell you, some black women are on the exercise tip. And you know what they're on? Some of them, they are exercising to get a bigger booty. They're exercising to get the thick thighs. They're still, mind is still focused on how can I, I'm in a couple of different exercise groups, and that is a goal right there. For the women who don't have a big booty, to get the big...
You know, I was just joking before, what I would say about the curvy women and stuff like that. I was joking about that. But I think, you know, that's all part of the stereotypes, too. And also, the media that plays a big part of it, you know, making your skin lighter, the big eyelashes, the big butt, and stuff like that. All that plays a part with this traditional media concepts. Yes, no. So therefore, it changed our whole thinking into one, and it could just go the opposite way, where it becomes unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put on that makeup
right.
to make your skin lighter. It could do something to your skin. I mean, that's why they say black don't crack, because black women really don't put a whole lot of makeup on itself for Sunday morning to go to church or to the mosque, you know, so to church. So we
just out, you know, just out. There's a lot of sisters who frequent neither one of those places, and, you know, they go out, they step out the house looking fly, and, you know, so, but the thing is, what we as black women need to, black mothers in particular, need to really get deep down in us is that we must love ourselves first. We must love the body that we're in. We must love ourselves enough to be able to express how we feel. Because a lot of times, what I've seen and what I've read, a lot of black women, we are either not encouraged to express our emotions, or when we do, it is like stomped on. You know, we are made to feel bad or wrong for expressing our emotions. When what we're finding out and has been coming out, like I've read a book by Queen Afua, and found out that a lot of our physical ailments are because we are not taking care of ourselves emotionally and psychologically.
In loving ourselves
as mothers, we must know it is definitely okay for us to put ourselves before the children. Because if we run ourselves ragged,
let me interrupt you. You might have some callers that want a question, have a comment or a question. Hold on for a second. Okay. Yes, 4901, welcome to Black Earth America. Do you have a comment or a question? Yeah, she got a delay on. Okay. 2019, welcome to Black Earth America. Do you have a question or a comment? Okay, let's go. Let's continue our discussion. Go ahead. Malika? Malika? I'm having some difficulty. Hello?
I think the mama knows she's on the line.
Yeah, Malika?
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. So, you know, we must allow ourselves to feel how we feel. And we must take time to feel, like, and allow ourselves to express. Like, if we're feeling happy, we must allow ourselves to feel that way. If we're feeling sad or down, we must give ourselves time to feel that way, a short time, and then be allowed to move on, be allowed to cry, be allowed to feel how we feel, and not suppress how we feel because we don't want to upset anybody else. Okay, so that's putting other people's emotional consideration before our own, and this is hurtful for us. It's hurtful for us as a human being, and then being a mother. If we don't have emotional wellness, how can we teach our children to be emotionally well and balanced? If we don't balance our own emotions, how can we teach them to be balanced in their emotions? Another aspect is our spirituality, right? We are spirits, okay? So we're spirits living in these bodies. And as such, we must make time as mothers for our spiritual growth. And a lot of times we don't. I mean, I know there are women out there, they go to church, they go to mosque, or they're Buddhist, or maybe they don't have a spiritual name tag, but they have a place they go. They're still not actually connecting, some of them. They're still not connecting with themselves and with who they are. So when we deprive ourselves from expressing and being, when we deprive ourselves from expressing and loving ourselves, then we start to have problems. We become drained. We become exhausted. We become irritable. We become easily angered. We just become miserable mothers. And then our children experience this. And our significant others or our other family members. And the answer is not to give more of ourselves to everybody. It's to give more of ourselves to ourselves. Then we will have more to give to everybody else. So women out there, we have to be able to say as mothers, hey, you know, honey, I need you to take the baby for 30 minutes now that you're home. I got to go and have my time to myself. And take that time.
Suppose she don't have a honey.
If she don't have a honey, put the baby. Listen, this is what I used to do. When my oldest daughter was younger, she's 19 now. When she was little, I used to put her in her bedroom. shut the door and tell her, mommy's going to my room, you stay in here. Now, sometimes she wouldn't want to stay in there, and she may cry, but I know she's not hurt. She's not hurt. She's not hungry. No harm is coming to her. I needed to take time for myself. And then I would also take time when she would sleep. Sometimes mothers, they want to sleep too when the baby sleeps. And that's fine because you're taking care of yourself. You're taking care of your physical strength. Sometimes you have to do it before they wake up or when they go to sleep. And so the question you said, what if they don't have a honey, right? A lot of women do not have a significant other helping them raise their children. They are in a household to themselves.
Of black women don't have a significant other raising their family. 72.9% of black families in the United States are headed by single black women.
And that is such a scary statistic. You know what I'm and the
Look
what
it
we
up.
Have
Google
to do
it.
Is yeah. What we have to do because I raised my daughters on my own as well without their fathers. Well, I was married, so before I married my husband, my ex-husband, I was raising my oldest daughter, and there were times when, like, I would wait for her to go to sleep, and then for the next hour, I would do my own thing. I would read, I would take a bath, a bubble bath, and I would stay in that bath sometimes till I fell asleep. And it was time I had to take for myself. Could I have gone to sleep? Yes. But I wouldn't have taken care of my mental health. My mental health needed to read. Mentally, I needed to get this out. Some people, they write. Some people, they can write poetry. Some women write poetry. They can sing. You know, all of these different things that we can do, they're part of who we are. And we can, now that we're mothers, it doesn't mean that we have to push all of that stuff aside. We really have to look in and focus on loving ourselves.
So, yes. Anyone listening, if you have a comment or a question, please press 1. Okay? Because we have several listeners this evening. Well, let me ask you a question, Malika. Tell me this. You do have a somebody do have a question for you. Yes, 8091. Welcome to Black America, Black Urban America. What's your question or comment?
Good evening. It's so good to hear you on the radio. My voice sounds different tonight. I have a little throat issue going on. Kenny, this is Jay.
Hey, what's wrong with you? Oh, you've been singing too much. Hey, what's up,
oh,
Jay?
Oh, God, singer. Yes.
I didn't recognize you. I know.
Everybody tells me I should keep this voice. It sounds sexy.
I don't know.
Yeah, but everything is good. And so I've just been listening to the your guest tonight, Malika, and it's so comforting and wonderful to hear the things that she's talking about, because it's so true. I raised my daughters as a single mom, and I know there were so many times that I needed to have time for myself. And so, you know, there were many ways that, you know, I attempted to do that. But one of the best things that I did was to have activities that we participated in together. And so even to today, we're still doing those things. You know, we participated in the African dance classes. We used to go to New York, and we would dance and play instruments. And, you know, of course, I took them to museums and a lot of cultural things. And so that was something that we always did together. So it gave me my little downtime, even though I was with them, but I had a chance to nurture myself and nurture them at the same time. So that helped tremendously. But you are right there. So we do need a respite. And it's time to focus on our own growth and development, because our development gets arrested. And So often we don't have an opportunity to realize our dreams and to, you know, do a lot of things for ourselves and have that self-growth. And, you know, so I'm just listening and enjoying everything you're saying and shaking my head and saying absolutely that she's right on it.
Okay, so we got another caller. So let me go to the next caller, Jay. Be in touch with you.
Can you hear me? Oh,
yes.
Give thanks. Mm-hmm. Give thanks. This is Queen Esther calling in. How is everyone? Thank you for inviting me to listen to this Blog Talk Radio. So exciting. You know, we're dealing with some issues here. Yes, taking care
Thank
of ourselves.
You,
you know, it's so important that what you're saying is because the stronger we are, the more empowered we are, the more fabulous we are, the healthier we are, the wiser we are, everyone benefits, including ourselves. You know, we tend to reach out and take care of number 3, 4, 5, but let's empower number 1 so that we can take better care of everyone else and not feel guilty about that, because you cannot have two unless you have one. Everything starts with the one. So what you're saying is crucial. We have to learn and not feel guilty about that, you know, making ourselves stronger, everyone benefit. And also, like the brother just said, in our communities, the women have been the ones to raise the families, and this is true. We know the numbers are staggering and are, you know, in that way. And I want us to think about, what, you know, where are the men? The men can return. This is about healing. Oh, yes, the women have been raising the children and raising the family. We have, and we will continue. But we can also realize that our men can also make the return to the home, to support, as brothers, as uncles, as fathers, as grandfathers. You know, whatever the problem may have been, we don't need to stick with the problem, because that was done out of design to break our family structures to make all of us weak. You know, when the family's torn apart, everyone, the children suffer, mothers suffer, the men suffer, you know. So right now in the universe, when we're going through so many major changes and shifts, why not consider righting the wrong? You understand? So we ask our brothers to come for their healing as well. As the women heal, our men also have to heal. But the truth of the matter is, we are each other. You know, when our men suffer, we suffer. When the women suffer, the men, we are all in this together. So I just want to say that we all need to take up the banner right now to learn how to heal ourselves, to become better women, to become better men, to produce stronger children. And let's focus on building our future right now and building our healthy future in a healthy nation. And I just want to say thank you for allowing me to share. Queen Esther here, and I'm so glad to hear this conversation, and we are working at, you know, making things better for ourselves. Ashe. Give thanks.
Ashe. Hello?
Yes.
Ashe. Hello?
Give thanks. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you,
Malik. Thank you for
those
words. Thank you for contributing to our conversation. And so definitely as mothers, if we don't take care of ourselves by loving ourselves from a perspective that's more, that's deeper than superficial things, we cannot raise our children and give them all of the benefits that they are here to receive. So, you know, one of the things that I learned this year is that when we take care of ourselves emotionally, like if we, when we don't suppress, like there's like this thing where we have to constrict and repress and compress and push aside and bury who we are when we become mothers, when we become a wife or a girlfriend in some cases. But this is not healthy for us. In order for us to really operate and move in this life how we desire to, we really have to take care of ourselves. We really have to love ourselves, I should say. We really must do the things and make decisions that are for our highest and best good. And then when we make a decision as the mother, as the wife, or whoever we are in relation to all of the people in our lives, when we make a decision that is for our highest and best good, that means it is the best thing that we can do for ourselves, automatically.
Hold it now.
Yes. Hello? Kenneth, are you there still with us? I'm not sure if anyone can still hear me or not. In case you can hear me, I just wanted to say that it's definitely okay, and you do not need to feel ashamed or guilty for taking care of yourself. You do not need to feel bad that you want to make sure that you are well and everything for you is to your highest and best good. Because when you
hold
give
it now.
Yourself the best,
technical problems. Malika, are you still there?
Yes.
Hello?
I'm still here.
I'm sorry. I had
yes,
a little
I'm
technical
here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Had a little technical
okay.
problem. But I hope
okay.
y'all were still talking because we still recording.
I
yes,
was
like
talking the, still.
It still it catches.
Yes.
It catches. They were just on my end. So you have another caller. You have another caller.
Okay.
Hello.
6651. Welcome to Black Urban America.
Hi, my name is Don Stanton.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
I'm doing great. I want to tell you I love your show, and this year, I came in late and I apologize, but I didn't get to hear the name of this lovely lady who's speaking now. But everything she says right now is exactly dead on right. If you don't love yourself, you don't take care of yourself, what do you have for anybody else?
That's right.
What do you have to give your kids? What do you have to give your husband? If you don't take care of yourself, you're letting everybody down, not just yourself. And you got to love yourself. If you hate yourself, all you got to give is hate. And so I think everything she said is right on. And I've seen too many people in my life that disrespected themselves to the point that they lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I really have to say.
Well, thank you for joining us on the line, Don. Thank you for listening in.
I appreciate
you
contributing
to our conversation.
You finally called
Hello.
In, Don. Thank you. Thank you, Don.
Well, I appreciate
Yeah, so I guess what you're talking about is really, really precious and dear to a lot of people. And I'm glad that I finally reached out to you. I was trying to reach out to you a few months ago, but, other people, situations, conditions, the news and everything. But I'm a news fanatic, so... Yeah, so this is very, very important. In the last couple of minutes, what would you have to say to all the sisters out there that's listening by laptop, phone, and that's going to download the show and everything? What would you have to say to them, especially the young ones?
What I have to say is that you are worthy of the most precious love. And the most precious love will come from your own self. your heart, your body, your emotions, your spirit is all you. And you deserve to feel, to know, and to be loved. So love yourself like nobody else, okay? Love yourself. That means loving your body. That means loving your mind. That means loving your emotions, your emotional state. Our emotions help us in this life. Don't let anybody tell you you're too emotional or you're just an emotional person. We need our emotions. Do not suppress them. And to know that you are the most precious person in your life, and you must love you. This is what I have to say to us. Love yourself. It's not a selfish thing to love yourself. Loving yourself and being selfish are two different things. It is not selfish to love yourself higher than you love anybody else. You cannot love somebody else more than you love yourself, or you're putting yourself down. What my teacher told me is put yourself on the first rung. If there's a list or you have a ladder, you are at the top. Love, your love starts with you, and then everybody else comes after that. It is definitely okay to say your children are loved after you love yourself first. It is okay to love your honey after you love yourself first. Love your mom and your dad, whoever, after you love you first.
Right.
Because what are you giving to them if you aren't giving it to yourself? If you aren't giving love to yourself, what are you giving to everybody else? That's not love. That's not
How
even
can you
love,
love
that you're
anybody
giving.
If you don't love yourself? Right.
So we really, really, really have to examine ourselves, where we love ourselves. How do we express that love? What does it look like in your everyday life to mean that you love yourself? Look for those examples. How do you love yourself physically? How is it that you love yourself emotionally? How do you love yourself spiritually? And how do you express that love in your heart? How does that express itself every day in your life? Like, listen to this. You know, we really need to love ourselves first as a human being, and then we can love as a mother, and then we can love as a wife or a significant other, as a daughter, as a friend, as a niece or sister.
You think that's one of the reasons our black communities are disappearing or going by the wayside with violence is because of the issue of loving thyself?
Yes.
Well?
Yes, because when you love yourself, Kenneth, when you love yourself, you will do that which is best for you. And also, you will not do to somebody else what you wouldn't do to yourself. As a byproduct of loving yourself.
Okay, Malika, I got to have you back on, and I'm going to be reaching out to you within the next few days. So we could. You have to be a regular, like Jay. I mean. This is really good medicine. This is spiritual. This is positive. How you say in one of your posts? Positive energy, man. We need this positive energy in our lives, especially dealing with this nut in our community. You know, I don't mean to talk about people like that, but he's getting us in a whole lot of hot water. He needs to love himself so he can love his country. Well, I'm going to be talking to you, Monica. Thank you for coming on. All right.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're going to be hearing from me within a day or two. We're going to talk, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. See, and like she say, man, it's a holistic thing. You got to love yourself. If you love yourself, you have a positive energy of mind, emotion. Because if you don't love yourself, I'm telling you, all kind of medical problems will happen with you. And you have, what do you think a breakdown is? Well, like I said, it's another
Hold
week.
It now.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's wrong?